Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Welcome everyone here today to this exciting day the Lord has made. And whether the enemy likes it or not, we shall rejoice and we are glad in today. Say amen. We started a subject on Wednesday titled Utilizing the Word. In other words, what to do with the Word of God. And this is part three. We started the journey in this month of April, above only, by the power of the force of the Word. We looked at preservation by the Word of God. We looked at the blessing of the Word of God. We looked at the necessity of the Word. We looked at the profit of the Word. We looked at what to do to access the Word. Because many times, many people read the Bible, it is like literature. They don't get the detail and the sweetness of the Word. The question we are here to ask, answer today is, after I have gotten revelation from the Word, what do I do with it? What do I do with the Word? What do I use the Word to do? We looked at two of them on Sunday. Number one, use the Word to change your mind. We use the Word to change mind. Because the change of mind is the change of life. Because as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. A change of thought is a change of results. So we use the Word of God to change our mind. The way we think, our mindset affects our lifestyle. Number two, we use the Word to change our ways, our actions, our walk. The Word helps us to change behavior. Because a change of action will translate to a change of outcome. We use the Word. Whether you are in Berlin, Germany, or you are in Bauchi, Nigeria, it's the same B. And it's the same Word. And it changes our lives. That is, the Word of God is no respecter of location or respecter of position. Change our ways to change our walk. Number three, we use the Word to charge our faith. The way the phone battery needs to be charged to function. We use the Word of God to charge our faith. So we are not victims of the battles of life. So we are not victims of the arrows. So when the Word is scarce, faith is weak. When a person has a scarcity of the Word, he will experience the weakness of their faith. Use the Word to charge our faith. Number four, we use the Word to fuel our joy. The world is a very depressing world. Depressed, depressing, depressive. To maintain your joy in this world, you must be connected to God and His Word. I've heard of billionaires who took their own lives Use the word to fuel your joy and your praise. We go to number 5, which is the two we are going to deal with for this service. Number 5, use the word to order your talk. We use the word to order our speech. Use the word to order our words. You know that the word of God in a man's heart influences their speech. In Matthew chapter 12, verse 34 to 35. He said, O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. 35. A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, of the heart, bringeth forth good things. Whereas an evil man, out of the evil treasure, bringeth forth evil things. Keep going. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. Luke chapter 6 and in verse 45, he said, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. And an evil man, out of the evil treasure of his heart, bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Listen, what fills the heart will escape through the lips. It will always escape through the mouth. Whatever fills the heart flows out of the mouth. Have you ever, you were typing a text message before or something, and all of a sudden you began to type in things that maybe you were discussing with somebody, or you mistakenly started typing something else into the phone because it came out of the heart? Am I communicating at all? Out of the abundance of the heart. When you see people talk unbelief, speak fear, speak doubt, speak failure, it is a product of what fills their heart. You cannot speak success if your heart is filled with failure. You cannot speak victory if your heart is filled with defeat. You cannot speak progress if your heart is filled with retrogression. So you use the word of God to stuff your heart so that word stuff can come out of your mouth. Am I communicating at all? If God is speaking to you, say amen. If God is speaking to you, say amen. Amen. You know, if you go to the village, the language is very, very careless. When are you traveling? If death does not carry us by this time tomorrow, I can travel. How many of you understand that? I don't know if they say such in your village. In my village, it's very normal. That is, somebody is permanently anticipating death, and that is the normal language. So obituary is very frequent, funeral, wake keep, very plenty. Somebody passed. Well, that is how life is. Who knows whose turn it is next time? That is a normal statement of somebody. And he thinks he's being sociable. But out of the abundance of his heart, his mouth is speaking. You can never talk faith if your heart is filled with unbelief. And you can never talk unbelief if your heart is filled with faith. Do you know that? Whatever fills your heart under all conditions is what will come out. Do you understand? For example, what language do you speak? Ishan and English. Do you speak any other English? Do you speak any other language? So you speak Ishan. You don't speak an English. Now, is there any level of situation, pressure, that can make you to automatically now start speaking Igala language? No way. No way. One man drank alcohol, which is an abomination, and kept and insulted the hell out of his father-in-law. Insulted all the... When the alcohol cleared, they say, what happened? They say, it's alcohol that worried him. If insult was not inside, will he come out? He planned... The madam say he planned. He had been looking for a way to insult the man and didn't know how to go about it. And he packaged it through alcohol. What was not inside you will never come out of you under no condition. If you put sponge inside water and you press it, what will come out of it? Will oil come out of it? If you put sponge inside oil and you press the sponge, what will come out? Is that form? Is there any way in which water will come out? Even under pressure, what is inside is what will come out. What is the implication of all of this? Take note of three or four things about the influence of words. The influence of speech. That you use your word to use the word to order your talk, order your speech. Why is it important to order your speech? Number one. Words can enhance life and words can invite death. Words can enhance life and words can invite death. The Bible said in Proverbs chapter 18 verse 21. The Bible said death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. There's a Living Bible version. That is the way he puts it. The tongue, this is New Living Translation, but you bring out the Living Bible later. The tongue can bring death or life. Those who love to talk will reap the consequences. The Living Bible, TLB. You say people, those who love to talk will suffer the consequences. Men have died for saying the wrong thing. That is why your talk and your speech need to be ordered. They need to be ordered so you don't invite death with your mouth. Somebody say amen. When that young Amalekite David that he was the one who killed Saul. He didn't know he was inviting death. He thought he wanted to please David. David said, you kill Saul, you have used your mouth to kill yourself. Why were you not afraid to raise your hand against the Lord's anointed? And he asked somebody to follow him and to kill him. You will not die before your time. 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 Somebody lift up your right hand and say, I shall fulfill my days. Say it loud, I shall fulfill my days. I cannot die before my time. So the word of God teaches you how to talk. He said, let the weak say, I am strong. Even though you are in weakness, refuse to confess weakness. Don't confess your situation. Confess your expectation. The word teaches us how to talk. Why is it necessary for us to order our speech? Because words can enhance life and words can invite death. I remember growing up as a young man and watched a woman. This woman shouldn't be more than around maybe 50 something or 60 something, that kind of, well, between 50 and 60 or maybe. Her only daughter died. Who was the breadwinner? You know what the woman said? And the daughter left about 6 or 7 children. The daughter didn't live a good life. With the children had different fathers. And she was getting money from these multi-paternal children. And was assisting her mother. So she died. And the mother wept and wept and wept. She said, so who do you think you are leaving me for? You want to die and leave me? She said, 7 days is a date. 14 days is a date. 14th day on the spot, the mother slept and didn't wake up. She died with her words. 7 days is a date. 14 days is a date. It means I have an appointment with you. I must join you either on the 7th day or on the 14th day. This is not a story that they told me. That is, she practically walked her way into death. You will not die like that. You will not die like that. You shall fulfill your days. One child told her mother, he said, mommy, if I die, will you cry? When your child, a child says a thing like this, what will you do? Shut up! What is the king waiting for? Don't say such a thing next time. Say, spare the rod and you spoil the child. This is not the kind of, and the rod can actually be the word. You know what the mother said? I will cry, you. That was when the agreement was concluded. The boy died. And the mother cried. Do you understand that? There are things that people say and they think they are jokes and they speak careless. Again, this is not a story I heard. This is what the one I know. The mother was explaining later after the child had passed. That is, the spirit of death was talking to the mouth of the boy. And the mother concurred, an only child.
In the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ the resurrected Lord, you shall fulfill your days.
Why is it that it's necessary to order our words?
Secondly, words determine the response of God towards the life of man. Words determine the response of God towards the life of man.
Why do I say so? Numbers 14:28.
He said,
say to them, God told Moses, tell the children of Israel, as truly as I live, say the Lord, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you. God saying, I am listening for what you are saying, and I will be doing it according to your speech. As you have spoken in my ears, so will I do.
Don't say what you don't want God to do.
Say only the things you want God to do. Speak only the things you want God to do. As you have spoken in my ears.
Church, one day, we shall build our own stadium that will have a roof where nobody will tell us how many days to meet. Where nobody will tell us it is not available for use. That was what I said. August 2007 at the National Stadium in Abuja.
God said, as you are speaking, I am hearing.
And here it is. I stood in the church, I said, people will be coming from all over the world to worship at the base. And will scatter fire all over the world. You heard it.
Export fire from here to nations of the world.
One of the presidents of one of the nations recorded a video. And he said, I am expecting Dr. Pastor Paul Enenche in our country. And I am expecting great things. One of the crusades of this year. I won't play it yet, maybe until the appropriate time. He said, I'm looking forward to meeting him.
These were things prophesied long ago. For some people, the only thing God is hearing from them is complaining, is murmuring. But the word of God will cause your mouth to say the right things. It will cause your mouth to say the right things. Will cause your mouth to say the right things. And as your mouth is saying the right things, God is doing the things that are coming out of your mouth.
Words influence the response of God. Number three, words influence the response of creation. Why? Because all of creation is wired. Creation has been wired to respond to the word of God. Jeremiah 22:29.
O earth, earth, earth,
hear the word of the Lord. The word of God in our mouth put creation under pressure to respond.
Oh, earth, earth, earth,
hear the word of the Lord. The earth shall hear you. Can somebody say aloud, amen? Can somebody say aloud, amen? Can somebody shout the loud most, amen?
One day we're in an aircraft traveling, and the pilot and the team announced, oh, there's a lot of turbulence, there is this and there is that. We're going to express it, so do this and that. And this and that. He mentioned several things. So we held hands with my wife and said, in the name of Jesus, we ask that the weather clears all the way smooth. Alas, there was zero shaking. Zero turbulence. So I went and met them at the end. I said, so what happened? You promised us turbulence. They said, well, we don't know what happened. All we know is that the radar showed that we are going to experience such levels of pain. And we only announced what we saw in the system. I said, okay. So the system predicted, but the prediction was cancelled. Don't ever sit down quiet when your destiny is being decided. Do something about it. Pray about it. Make a decree. Speak something. It is your own to say. It is God's own to fulfill. It is not you to perform it. You know, the Bible said in the book of Isaiah chapter 44 verse 26, Isaiah 44, 26, and the Bible says, God confirmeth the word of his servant and performeth the counsel of his messengers. God is looking for word to confirm. He's looking for counsel to perform. So, you don't keep quiet. You speak. And then, you will be able to determine outcomes. And finally, number four. Words determine possession. You have what you say. In the book of Mark chapter 11, verse 23. Mark chapter 11, verse 23. The Bible said, Mark 11, 23. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever you say, he said. Words determine position. The Bible wants you. I want to say something. Are you ready for it? God wants you to have what you say and not to say what you have. Think about it. I have pain. I have sickness. I have problem. I have this. He's not expecting you to say what you have. He wants you to have what you say. Meaning, say what you want to have, not what you have. Somebody say amen. I always say what I want to have. My wife and children, everybody is aware. I always say what I want to have. There are times people try to explain things. I have this, I have that, I have that. I say, no. I'm not interested. What do you want? Witches and wizards, this and that. I say, no. Tell me what is your expectation now. Somebody say a loud amen. And the only way you can order your speech is by the word of God. I think it is Psalm 50 verse 23. He said, whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. And to him who orders his utterance aright. For the man who speaks correctly, I will show him the salvation of God. To him that ordereth his conversation. If you speak well and talk well, I will show you that I am God. Somebody say a loud amen. Speak well, talk well, I will show you that I am God. Today, God will show somebody that he is God. So use the word. In Zambia, in Leeds, in Nairobi, wherever you are, use the word to order your speech, to order your talk, to order your speech. Number six now. Use the word, that's the word of God, to power your prayer.
Use the word to power your prayer. Prayer is powered by word. Worded prayer is powerful prayer. You use the word of God to power your prayer life. Somebody say, I hear. Somebody say, I hear. Isaiah chapter 8 verse 20. I was to read it in the last one, but we can still use it here. To the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, this book of the law, it is because there is no light in them. God wants you to speak according to the word. In the place of utterance, at the place of prayer, to speak according to the word. In Colossians chapter 3 and in verse 16, he said, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching you and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts unto the Lord. Somebody say aloud, amen. You use the word of God to power your prayer. What was it that made Elijah's prayer to carry fire? What was it that made Elijah's prayer to make fire fall? 1 Kings 18:36. 1 Kings 18:36. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Then the fire fell. Elijah functioned according to the word, and the fire fell. Am I communicating at all? Now, why? What is the need of powering our prayer with the word? I'll tell you three or four things and then we are through here this morning. Number one, the word gives us access to God. In fact, the word gives us audience with God. The word of God. Hosea chapter 14 verse 2. Take with you words and turn to the Lord. Do you want to turn to God? You turn to Him with His word. John 15:7. John 15:7. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. That is, if you want me to pay you attention, speak my language. How many of you know that that is true even in the physical? You found your way in the center of Australia, on the street, in Melbourne. And you saw two people speaking. Anya. And you are just walking. Uklabe. The next thing you do, you just turn. Say, ah, oi. Or you are somewhere in Singapore. On the street. Abanago. Call her. And you are passing an eagle man. You say,
street of Hong Kong. And this one is very easy. Odima. Oranagakwa. You will just be passing. And you just watch people speaking your language. Say, nah, man. Hallelujah. No matter how tough you are, there is a soft spot for language. When you speak the word, you are speaking the language of Baba. Sorry if I haven't mentioned your name. I can go on at least small. Small, just small, not too much. That is what happens. You have access and audience with El Shaddai. Access, audience. God will not listen to you on the grounds of sentiments. He will listen to you on the grounds of His word. You access God's presence. You secure His audience. Father, I stand here on the basis of your word that says by His stripes I am healed. I reject this pain on my back. I reject this diagnosis because Jesus took this on the cross of Calvary. According to your word and according to your word. The word gives us access to God. It gives us audience with God. Somebody say aloud, amen. Number two, the word powers faith for answer. Because faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word. Romans 10:17. And then without faith it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God at the place of prayer must believe that he is. Hebrews 6:12. And that is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hebrews 11:6. Do you understand? So the word of God charges your faith, like we saw in the first service. Your faith is charged up. And when you come before God with a charged up faith, you can't be turned down. You don't approach God on a beggarly note. You approach God on the grounds of His word. It's like coming to the court on the grounds of constitution. When the lawyer is quoting the constitution, the penal code, and relevant authorities, he gets the attention of the judge. Am I communicating? Section so, subsection so and so. Of this and of the penal code and various authorities, this and that and that. You just get the attention of the judge. You get the attention of the judge of the universe. If you come on the grounds and on the basis of his word. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Words will fuel your faith for answer to prayer. Number three, the word unveils the will of God, ushering us to the place of prayer. Unveils the will of God. The word of God shows you what is yours in God. That shows you what to pray about. Acts chapter 20 and verse 32. Acts 20 verse 32. But without Acts 20, 32. Acts 20. I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. The word of God shows you what is yours. Shows you what is yours. What is yours? What belongs to you? And what you can go before God to ask. It gives you access and unveils his will to you. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Look at what God says about his word in conclusion here. Psalm 138 and in verse 2. Psalm 138 and in verse 2. He said, I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. That is, if I hear my word, you move me more than even when you are just calling my name. Oh God, oh God, oh God, help me. You say, that doesn't move me as much as you said this in your word, and you said that in your word, and you said this in your word. When I was a younger Christian and I saw that passage, I was confused. You have magnified your word above your name. But now I understand. Calling my name does not move me as much as standing on my word. Am I communicating? You want to move me. Present to me the word you want to stand on. It doesn't move me as much as standing on my word. Lift your right hand and say after me, say, Father, I come before you on the basis of your word today, and I receive my answers. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. We gave two counsels in the first service, and they just showed them to us right now. To keep your faith charged, connect with a steady diet of the word. If you want to keep your faith charged, let your life be connected to the steady diet of the word. And secondly, we said, you must irrigate your praise continually with the word of God. Irrigate your praise continually. We did that in the first service. We'll add two more to it. And number three says, order your words. Order your speech with his word. Order your speech continually with God's word. We read that in Psalm 50 verse 23. If you want to see the intervention of God, you must order your speech. You must refuse to talk carelessly. And secondly, power your prayer with his word for the guarantee of answers. You power your prayer life with his word for the guarantee of answers. The guarantee of answers. Wordless prayer, most times, is worthless prayer. Wordless is worthless. Wordless is worthless. If it is without word, most times it is without worth. You power your prayer with his word for the guarantee of answers. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say the Lord must amen. Somebody say amen at the top of your voice. Somebody say the Lord must believe us, amen. I decree today the word of God you heard today will produce for your life desired results. All results that are desired shall be your portion. In the name of Jesus. One of the things we are going to do today is to celebrate God and celebrate his word. It's a testimony and thanksgiving service. And so we use the word to change our mind. We use the word to change our ways. We use the word to charge up our faith. We use the word to fuel our joy and praise, which is what we're about to do right now. We use the word to order our speech. We use the word to power our prayer lives. And then results are inevitable. I'd like you to take the next 5 minutes and we shall celebrate God. Will you stand up on your feet and give him the praise? Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. One more moment. While this praise session is on, everything in your life
that my Father in heaven has not planted, they shall be uprooted. While this prayer session is on, if you have a testimony pending that we have not heard and has not been taken, somebody will receive the testimony from you. Will you stand up on your feet now with a shout of victory? Celebrations. Help me walk to 7 people. Shake their hands and tell them the word shall walk in your life. The word shall walk in your life. Celebrations.
You are God and God alone. You do all other things. That is why.
You're the voice of triumph. Lift your hands and appreciate God as we take a prayer session to pull down every agenda of hell that is not in line with the will of God for our lives. Lift your hands in the book of Luke chapter 10 and in verse 19. He said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Lift your voice now and say after me, say, Father,
Father,
today,
today,
by the authority
of your word,
I come against
every conspiracy
of the kingdom
of darkness,
from the waters, the marine kingdom,
the
occult,
and witchcraft realm,
from the ancestral and generational altars, the antichrist, kingdoms, and realms. All you conspiracy and agents of conspiracy, catch fire. Now, open your mouth and pray. Father, today, by the authority of your word, I come against every conspiracy of the kingdom of darkness, from the waters, the marine kingdom, from the occult realm, from the witchcraft realm, from the central generational altars, the antichrist kingdom and realms. You conspiracy, agents of conspiracy, catch fire now. You conspiracy and the agents thereof, catch fire now. Open your mouth and pray. You conspiracy of the kingdom of darkness, conspiracy from the waters, from the marine kingdom, the occult and witchcraft realm, from the central generational altars, the antichrist kingdom and realms, conspiracy, agents of conspiracy, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Lift up your two hands. In the morning, first service, I said, whenever we come to his presence, we go with his presence. Present. Presence. Gifts. Because in thy presence is fullness of joy. What will make my joy is in his presence. And at thy right hand, when he said take, it is pleasures forevermore. There is a gift for you, a present. It might be a present of divine health. It might be supernatural supply. It might be a turnaround. It might be that long awaited testimony. Lift your hands so you can receive it now. Lift your hands and receive it. Receive. you are. Receive your presence. Receive your gift. Receive what Jehovah has for you here. When I say the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you say, I receive. You can place your hand on yourself, on your head, or wherever, and receive your presence. Receive your healing. Receive your deliverance. Receive your turnaround. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3. Give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Give him the worship. Dominion, supremacy, rule, sovereignty. Let us see the kefe da gayada hasananasta. Let us see fretenu gayata kakalayada dasti. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Father, we give you the worship. Thank you. And thank you. And thank you. And thank you, and thank you. For the earth is being filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the seas. Wave your hands and give him the praise. Give him the honor. Clap your hands, all ye people, and shout to the Lord with the voice of triumph. Shake somebody's hand and tell them, I shall hear your testimony, the testimony of your presence. Give him the praise. Within 10 minutes, we can take testimonies. Please take your seat. As many as have a testimony to share, something God has done for you and you want us to hear, you step forward and let us. Somebody just got healed of a flank problem on the right flank. I take authority over that kidney. Also the left side, someone is healed. Diverse healings encounters took place. Somebody's right breast is healed of that affliction of hell. Quickly up on this side. Alright, pastor Sam, you're set. We're set.
Our sister said some time ago she had this terrible waist pain that could not allow her to climb staircase. You prayed for her. Answer, she got healed. But the terrible devil tried to return it back again. But 2 Tuesdays ago at the healing and advance service, she got healed again. And she's here to say thank you.
Incredible. Lift your hands. Every satanic pattern of anyone's life here, the pattern is cancelled. I declare affliction will not rise up a second time. In the name of Jesus, upon Mount Zion, there is deliverance and holiness, and the sons of Jacob shall possess their possession. It is done in Jesus' name. Yes.
Sister Millie, in her father's house, every firstborn child, they die before the clock 20, the highest 30. And she joined this commission at the age of 15 as a firstborn child. Sir, today our sister is for
tomorrow. Wait a minute, she's shaking her head. So you need to get the detail right.
I joined the commission in 2008. I'm 15 years in the commission.
Okay, she's now 15 years in the commission.
And she's now 41 years old, far above the
and
age of them.
What age were they guys?
Between 20 and 30, they are dead.
20 and 30, they are dead.
Yes, sir.
And you are 15 years in this commission now, and you are far across the 20 and the 30, and you are 41 now, and you are alive. Lift up your hands. In the name of Jesus. Next time, don't mention any lady's age until they give you permission. Men can mention their age. Sorry for the mention of the age. Jesus' precious name. Go ahead and fulfill your days. Go ahead and fulfill your days.
Go ahead and fulfill your days and fulfill your purpose in the land of the living. In Jesus' name.
Our sister Blessing. Blessing Vincent. Blessing Vincent. She came down with this terrible migraine headache, sir. But if you remember, sir, during the worship and wonders night, you mentioned it. And that headache dropped back to her.
Give the Lord a praise if it's over forever. In Jesus' name. Next.
Ojone. Our sister Ojone had her last baby, first baby, through CS. And after that, even after a year after that, her tummy distended and was so big. Now, when Dunamis came to her village, Okpo, in Kogi State, 2022, she was happy that she joined. So a year after, that was December, the January, we began 21 days fast. During that 21 days fast, the stomach deflated.
Wow. Give God a praise. Every mountain anyone is carrying, I declare the deflation of the mountain in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
Mrs. Dako, the sister blessed, she said on last Wednesday she had a shoulder was locked, had an encounter, terrible dream. But right in the first service, when God's servant was declaring, the pain took off and now the left hand is free. Now she can lift it up.
Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Everything that is locked in your life is unlocked today in Jesus' name.
Sister Anna to say last year she came for an appointment and an interview, and then for over a year now the appointment was delayed. But when you made declaration on your anniversary, just a day after, she got the appointment letter.
On Wednesday. After service on Wednesday.
Yes, sir.
Do they used to send text message in the night from, well, come and pick your appointment letter in the commissioner's office, detail of the room and so on and so forth. And here is the appointment letter, Federal Civil Service Commission. Give the Lord a big clap and a louder shout of praise. Everything that is yours, they will send for you to come and receive what is yours. They will send for you to come and receive what is yours. Shout the loudest amen. Yes, ma'am.
I'm making testimony here, ma'am. She 16 years ago, when she was 16 years old, she broke a pot, a water pot. You said you broke it how many years ago?
When I was 16 years.
Yes, and how long was ago did you break it? And so that's why you said. When she was 16 years old.
She broke the pot.
She broke a pot.
And now she's... So that's 26 years ago. Right? When you were 16 years old, you broke the pot. That is 21 years ago, she broke the pot.
Okay. Yeah. So, sir, she said... It was a water pot in the family. She has heard the story of that pot over the years in the family, and then she decided to break the pot. She did that, and from that time she would see herself in the water. She would see herself all manner of.
Go ahead. We'll just take these testimonies now. Any other one we'll take within the week. Yes, go ahead.
All manner of complications in her life, and then in the service today she saw herself coming out of that water pot
with yes. water inside.
Yes.
That is for 21 years of your life. The enemy kept you in that pot, that occultic and witchcraft pot. I declare to everyone here, anywhere the devil has kept you, today you are out of the prison, out of the cage. Yes. Oh, Herford, Germany, Berlin, Germany. Incredible. Germany has been overrun with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as it waters cover the seas. All of you in Germany, give the Lord the praise for yourself and overrun all the way to Frankfurt, all the way. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. All right, go ahead.
As the service was going on, a chain was broken from around her waist. The chain was broken into pieces and then...
I wanted to bring it out. And I have to use the chain and chain them back.
The chain was broken off her waist. The people were still struggling to have her chained. So she, in the encounter right in the service here, took the chain and chained those two men together.
That's right. That is how to do the devil. Every pit they dug for you, those who dug it shall enter inside. Every weapon they have fashioned against you shall refire back to senders. Tell me what's happening here.
she when she was when your mother when her mother was 38 years old, she died. When her senior sister became 28 years, she died. April 8th, she became 28 years and began to see signs of dying. And somebody else, you said another of your sister told you that she saw you like that in her dream, signs of her dying. And then she had an encounter where a demonic fly entered her ear, blocked the ear, and other symptoms. She was very concerned that she was the next person to die as she has turned 28. And then she came into the service today. The Spirit of God blew out that. It was a physical fly. Blew it out of her ear. Her ear is clear. Her body is normal. All the fear.
You will not die like your family members died. Is somebody here? You won't die like your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, your loved ones die. In the name of Jesus. And every negative cycle in your family and your father's house, the cycle is broken. Somebody shout power.
Yes, sir. You gave a word that God is healing somebody of flank pain and also arthritis. She went to the hospital last year, was diagnosed of that terrible pain, couldn't even do anything comfortably since morning, but at the instance of that word, she's looking for the pain, can't find it, and also the arthritis pain has returned back to her.
Give the Lord a praise, it is over forever. Power of the Holy Ghost, you are free. The next.
Mrs. Ada had a dream overnight, a dog bit her in the dream, woke up, suddenly the pain appeared physically. She has been experiencing all manner of witchcraft activity, and as you gave the word while you were playing the instrument, she noticed that the pain and the physical bite has gone, and also the terrible pain she came with the leg has all returned back to her.
Congratulations, you are free. Somebody lift up your hands and give the Lord the praise. Victory in Jesus' name.
Her landlady told her that she's dead.
That who died?
She's a dead woman.
I liked it or not, I would die for her room. That
landlady wants you to die in her house.
Her house. I will not sleep. Even I sleep, I see Marine. I'm hardly, like I'm sitting with a baby sucking my breast. I don't wake up. No, when you say that, let us let our hand and put her. I see her. She said, I'm reporting my case to my
daddy. Why is she reporting her to her pastor?
Daddy, so that daddy will kill her. I said, let her give me my money back. That I will rent another house. She said, no.
It's all right. That you have already reported her.
Yes.
Either she gives you your money back and repents of her wickedness, or the debt she sinned for you is her portion. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Anybody who wants you dead shall die in your place. Any devil who wants you dead shall take your place in that death. Lift your hands and say after me, say in the name of Jesus. Every arrow of evil fired around my life against my destiny backfire now.
Almighty, mighty God.
Almighty, mighty God.
Those in the front can just dance your way back to your feet. Shout out praise. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Stretch your two hands in front of you. Please don't move until we do children dedication today and all the dedications. And in all the locations, please feel free when it is time for dedication too. Alright? Except you want to join us and do it centrally. Otherwise, you can feel free to coordinate your dedications in the locations where you are. Stretch your two hands in front of you. I prophesy upon your hands and I declare that your harvest will look for you from the north, the south, the east, and the west. In the name of Jesus, what is yours, no devil can keep it back. In Jesus' name. We're honoring God with our offerings, our tithes, our pledges. While we are doing this, the highest giving you can give to God, in case you have not given your life to Christ, is your life. To surrender yourself to Jesus, make your ways right with Him, and to make today a new day in your life. Anywhere you are this morning, you want Jesus to forgive you your sins. You want to become a new person. You want to live for him. You place your hand on your chest, wherever you are, and pray this prayer with me. And say after me, say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. Help to live for you, Lord. I receive it in Jesus' name. Amen.